I'm here with Paul Grandjean, and I want you to say your name.
My name is Paul Grandjean.
And we're here in your space at the Welsh Pavilion.
That's right.
Somewhere else. Can we talk a little bit about this extraordinary installation we're in?
We have three robots in this space, and we're actually sitting in a part that is not open to the audience normally. There is a railing that separates the audience space from the robot space. There are three robots in this area, which is called the robot area. One of the robots, the smaller one that's on the table there, it's called SmartBot, and it's a little autonomous robot on wheels, which just continuously circulates in its small area and bumps into walls continuously. And every time it bumps into a wall, it will say either fuck or shit or merde, and then start moving again until it bumps into the next wall. And after about 100 times of bumping into walls, it will start crying and then go to sleep for a while.
Now you've got two sexed robots
floor,
which are manoeuvring around the space. Can we talk about those? Because they're actually quite complex.
They are
extraordinary looking, but they also have quite a complex amount of sex equipment on them as well.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So these are two autonomous robots, and there is a male and a female. They are based on an identical platform, but the genitals, which is the top bit, is actually, you can see quite clearly, a sort of plug and a socket made of nylon. These robots run a program that makes them go through... We hear the male going to sleep now. It ticks slowly and it's going to stay asleep for 5 minutes or so.
And then at a certain time, the female goes on heat.
She's on heat now.
She's on heat now, you but unfortunately, the male robot's asleep.
Yeah,
so
exactly,
there's not
yeah.
going to be much
it's not
sexual
going to
activity.
Happen. No.
Tell me what happens when they're both active. One is on heat and the other robot's active. How do they
When they are
meet?
Both on heat, where they are fitted with special sensors that are only activated when heat is on, these sensors will allow the robots to spot each other and then closer and closer until contact is made. And when the contact is made, the male will start activating its penis, which pokes out of the top bit, and the female will align so that she is ready to receive the penis, and they will make several sort of orgasm noises and have sex for up to 5 minutes and then disengage and restart their routine.
Can you tell me a little bit about your practice and why you chose to make this particular work for Venice?
My practice started from making lots of short video films, always with quite a humorous approach to life in general. So my first series of films were all about food, and gradually I moved into making films about machines and inventing things which I was filming and presenting, like some fictitious inventions, like the anti-gravitational vehicle for cats, and some more real functioning inventions like the fluffy Tamagotchi. And gradually I started making more and more intricate machines and less films, and eventually I just started making more and more robots. And I worked for a few years as a sound recordist in a small video company. We were making training films for Shell and British Petroleum, working in factories with hard hats and hard shoes.
Which may be why some of the your
and
subversion
look,
of
that.
Oh,
sex now.
They're mating.
They
oh,
are
how
trying
lovely.
To, So you can see they are both contributing to the effort. Like they are both active in the act.
I think what's interesting, though, you're mentioning being in kind of the corporate factory,
in a sense,
because this is the kind of thing, I'm sure, that when you're in a factory, you kind of long for something kind of amusing and kind of something to go wrong, you know, suddenly the production line to start being subversive. So I think it's wonderful there's a kind of joining of the technology and the humour.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, that's quite my trademark, I would say.